$1.2 trillion bipartisan measure to repair the nation's roads and bridges, improve broadband, and address other pressing infrastructure needs has passed in the Senate. It's now on its way to the House. Ohio Republican Rob Portman, one of the lead negotiators, praised the bill.
Senate's doing its job. It's doing its job by helping the American people we represent through an historic investment in our nation's infrastructure that will serve the American people for decades to come.
Joining us now is Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. Secretary, for someone in your job, the improving prospect of $1 trillion for roads, power grid, ports, it's got to be a dream. We can't get into everything, but can you give us a provision or two and the benefits, the real benefits it can bring for, say, a family in Indiana?
Well, this is really a historic piece of legislation that will deliver benefits to every part of the country. And one of the things that's so compelling about it is its comprehensive nature. Literally anybody who drives on a road, crosses a bridge, or takes a sip of water will benefit from the impact of this. Every single state, every mayor I talk to, every community I visit has a list, an arm's length long, of things that need to be fixed and things that need to be added to their transportation system. We're talking about roads and bridges, ports, waterways, airports, and things that are maybe not considered traditional infrastructure in the past, but they are in the 2020s, like making sure every American can have fast, affordable internet access. And I would also say that the bipartisan nature of this is an accomplishment in itself, to see something that is so rare in today's bitterly divided Washington. You know, I belong to a different party than Senator Portman, but agree with every word of his that you just played. And obviously, we've got a few more steps to go here, see this through the House and on to the president's desk for signature. But it's just terrific news.
I do want to ask you a little bit about that process. But first of all, the American infrastructure gets a C-minus grade, as you know, from the American Society of Civil Engineers. Roads get a D grade. How much will this really buy for our economy and our workers?
Well, you know, we estimate that there's about a $1 trillion backlog in terms of the state of good repair that is needed in our transportation infrastructure. Now, that doesn't have to be 100% from federal funding, but the funding that we have now, an outlook for $1.2 trillion, will allow us to properly support that repair that needs to be done. And again, to introduce new things that we need as a country to really compete in the 2020s. Mm-hmm. So we're going to see those letter grades improve. But more importantly, people are going to see it around them. And we're also going to see the job impact of this. Millions of good paying jobs that will be supported by this, both the people who directly work on fixing the roads and building the bridges and laying the pipes, and the people who may work in what seems to be a job totally unrelated to transportation. And yet, whether you're you work in an office and your commute's about to get better, or you have a farm and your goods are better able to move through our supply chain, there really is something in this economically for everybody, too.
Now, for this bill to be delivered to the president's desk, it, of course, needs to clear the House, where some members want to pair this bill with a pricier budget bill. Is there a possibility this is going to get stuck at the speed of politics here?
I think there's a real sense of urgency to get this done. It's why we had this very rare sight of Democrats and Republicans aligning with the president to get this thing through the Senate. And I think for the same reasons, there's going to be tremendous momentum in the House. Of course, the House is a separate chamber, and it has its role and function as well. What I know for sure is that the moment the president signs this, my department will be ready to get these resources out to communities that have been ready for a long time to accelerate and improve their ability to deliver transportation infrastructure for everybody.
Now, for some House members who want this to be paired with more, one of the issues is that there's a much pricier budget bill that they want to pass. And for some members of Congress, they know that the congressional scorekeepers have scored this, and they say this bill will add $250 billion to the federal deficit. I imagine some important fiscal hawks could be balking at this.
Well, some important fiscal hawks helped get this bill through, which I think is evidence that it is fiscally responsible. There's no question that we're talking about a lot of money. We're also talking about a lot of economic strength that's going to come from this. And we believe that the so-called pay-fors, the revenue offsets that were included in this deal, including some that don't show up in a congressional budget office score, but they're real nonetheless, we believe that they're absolutely appropriate for legislation that's going to improve productivity, that's going to grow our economy, and that really does have a return
on investment.
All right. Pete Buttigieg, U.S. Secretary of Transportation. Mr. Secretary, thanks for the time.
Thank you. Great to be with you.